Hello, my dear. Here I will describe in detail how you can easily start your adventure with Home Assistant. I will present its configuration on various platforms, Raspberry Pi, Banana Pi, Virtual Machine, and demonstrate how to connect the first devices to it via Wi-Fi and Zigbee. Introduction. Home Assistant is a still-developing solution that allows you to connect many different smart home devices from different manufacturers and free us from unwanted and, according to some, tracking servers from their manufacturers. Normally, when we buy a smart device, e.g., a socket with Wi-Fi, or a door opening sensor from Zigbee, or a vacuum cleaner, we are doomed to use it with the application of its manufacturer and with the servers of this manufacturer. When we have devices from two different manufacturers, we often cannot integrate them together. E.g., program the sensor so that a sensor from one company turns on the light on the relay from the other. In addition, when a given company goes down, it is possible that its servers will go down along with it, and the device in our company will also go down. Home Assistant solves it all and supports many devices on the spot, even without the need to change the firmware. Of course, everything has its cost. The Home Assistant must be set up by us on a machine in our local network. We also have to pair the devices with our Home Assistant ourselves. And it is these processes that I will describe here. I invite you to read. Topic content. I will answer the following questions here. How to install Home Assistant on a virtual machine? How to install Home Assistant on Raspberry Pi using Balena Etcher, clean install on SD card? How to add Home Assistant on Banana Pi on an existing server on Banana Pi without resetting the entire system? How to install Mosquito MQTT Broker for Home Assistant? How to connect a Tasmota device on ESP8266 or similar via MQTT to Home Assistant? How to install Zigbee 2 MQTT on Home Assistant? How to use the Zigbee USB dongle CC2531 with Home Assistant? How to connect a Kara device to Home Assistant via Zigbee? How to create a simple automation scenario on Home Assistant, for example, something like turn on the light when the room is dark? How to set a fixed IP for a device with Home Assistant? How to connect Home Assistant to our Tuya Smart Life account and control their devices without changing the firmware? How to enable logging in via SSH to the Home Assistant console? Note, the topic assumes that the reader knows the basics of the basics. For example, with a Raspberry, with a router, how to run a Raspberry, how to log into your router, etc., etc., etc. What will we need? What will be needed depends on the installation route we choose. I will describe two possibilities here. Option 1. Virtual machine. We put the virtual machine on a normal computer. You can use VMware or VirtualBox for this. For this topic, I will be using VMware. A virtual machine is a very convenient solution because it can be easily moved if necessary. You can make its backups, and if we have a copy, you can experiment as much as you want because we will not break anything. But it requires a bit more powerful equipment. It also increases power consumption. But if we have a computer that runs all the time, thanks to the VM, we do not have to buy a special Raspberry. The virtual machine can also be placed, e.g., on an old laptop that is connected to the network all the time. Option 2. Single board computer. The second solution is to use a Raspberry Pi, preferably Raspberry Pi 3, 3 Plus, and 4. This is a cost, but low power consumption pays it back to some extent, although it is not as universal as a virtual machine. You can also try to use Raspberry clones, such as Banana Pi. You can also install Home Assistant on them, although they are not officially supported. Then you will need an SD card. In both cases, if we want to support Zigbee, then we need Zigbee dongle as well. They are different, but here I used CC2531, and of course, a device to be controlled by Home.